Welcome to the Hangout for Empower You, where we're interviewing Tammy Ritchie today, a local Queensland hero. Empower You is committed to providing strategies which empower lives beyond people's own limitations. And part of that process is being able to actually believe that you have what it takes to go from where you are now to where you want to be. So if anybody can recall, I put a little bit of a call out a week or so ago for any local heroes with some inspiring stories, and I've had some phenomenal people step forward, one of which is Tammy, and she has an incredible story from taking her 17-year career in engineering, transforming that into something that is going to completely change lives through a story that I'm sure is going to move you. Welcome, Tammy.
Hi, Emily. Thank you.
So, Tammy, tell us a little bit about what was the reason you decided to stop your 17-year engineering career in its tracks and move forward into what it is that you are doing now. What was the one main event that shifted for you?
Sure. Okay, is it okay if I share a little story with you?
I'd love you to, please.
Okay, it was about 6 or 7 years ago. My husband and I moved into our new home on the Gold Coast, and we were really excited about unpacking boxes in the home. My husband went to Bunnings to get child locks to make sure the house was safe, and I was home alone with my then 16-month-old little boy unpacking boxes. He was right within my sight. For moments, he went missing, and I couldn't find him. I'm not sure if anyone else has had this experience before where they can't find a loved one, but that was happening to me. So I got this awful feeling, and I looked all around the house, and I couldn't find him anywhere. To my absolute horror, I had to take that walk, that every parent's worst nightmare, towards my pool. And to my absolute horror, it was my reality where I actually found my little boy unconscious and floating, fully clothed, nappy on, shoes on, and everything in my backyard pool.
I was able to
I was able to retrieve him from the pool, screaming with him in my arms. And no one came to my screams because there weren't any neighbours home and everyone else was out. So I knew that I needed to make the 000 call. I had done my CPR training year after year, and I knew I had to race inside, and I had him in my arms, and to my absolute horror again, my home phone wasn't even connected. So I had this little guy in my arms wondering, oh my goodness, okay, I've got to find my mobile phone. And I remember clearly racing through my home trying to find my mobile phone in an unfamiliar environment, thinking, how can I call my husband and my other two beautiful girls and say, our little guy is no longer with us, and it was on my watch. I thought, well, I have to do this. All the training that I had done year after year as an engineer, all the CPR training, I had to put into practice on my own little guy. So fortunately, I was able to lay him down and I was able to resuscitate him, and I saved his little life. And then I made the phone call to 000 because I couldn't find my phone. Do you know, that moment changed my life forever, and I'm not a hero, but what it highlighted to me is it highlighted just how quickly something can happen. It literally takes 20 seconds for someone to lose their life through drowning, but there's many other incidents that can happen in and around the home with our loved ones in mind that often we don't consider. My story highlights that, so that's the reason why I felt that even though I had the skills from doing CPR training, I actually felt that it wasn't enough. I kind of felt that it was for the tick in the box for my career or for legislative purposes. And I wanted to be the difference. I wanted people to actually feel empowered by my story so that they can actually also protect their loved ones as well and avoid the pain that I'd been through.
Well, it's certainly a phenomenal story, and it's certainly a powerful story beyond words that unfortunately we do live in a country that involves a lot of hot weather and has a lot of swimming pools in backyards and trips to the beach. And it's one thing that I know that we're all encouraged to learn and understand is CPR, but what I find so inspiring about your story is, unfortunately for you, you had to go through that, which would have just been absolutely devastating. And I'm sure there's probably some people out there who can possibly, on some level, relate to that story, whether it, you know, has to be as much as an unfortunate situation around drowning, or whether it just might be that they've had to look after or save their child's life in the past before. But what I love about what you've done is you've taken adversity and you've turned it into an incredible opportunity, not only for being able to save the lives of others and teaching people how they can actually save another person's life, but you've also created an opportunity beyond words where you've been able to follow your passion in life and at the same time help others. Do you want to tell us a little bit about what you did once you did leave engineering?
Yeah, I absolutely believe that it is my purpose in my life to have created what I've created. And to be honest, I'd actually just followed my heart. The moment I made the decision to follow my heart and help others, everything just fell into place. I had the media support, which many people don't often get, but because my story was so pinnacle, the Queensland government plus the media on a national basis utilised my story to help others as well. So I had that on my side, and that helped me make my decision to actually help others. I quickly became quite well known and won a lot of business awards nationally as well, which also helped me gain more contracts as well to help others. But I actually set it up to help parents as well in the community, those that might not necessarily go out and do a first aid or CPR training course, but those that are in charge of families, of their children, to make them realise just how quickly something like this can happen, I guess, yeah.
Sure, and you've been able to develop an incredible product, which I think is just genius, which is a rashie that obviously, you know, every kid you see now on the beach or out in the summertime has on. But what's the difference between a normal rashie and the rashie that you've provided?
Okay, so there was a gentleman on the Gold Coast that actually created this, and just because of my profile, he asked me to actually take it on board. So I have the online rights of the rashie, and they are available also in Big W and places like that. But I'll just show you a little bit about the rashie. They come in all different bright colours. This is our bright pink one, and then we have blue ones and yellow and black. They're designed. We have the Wiggles on board as well. So the Wiggles have done a couple songs with it as well. And they're bright colours, so they're easily be out, so you can actually see them as well from if people go missing and everything. They're not just for little children. They're for all age groups, but we have three different varieties of them. So I'll just explain this. So as you can see, they're just like a normal shirt, a rash shirt.
Yep.
And they actually have a belt down the bottom here that allows you to strap on around the waist of the person.
What a cool idea.
And there's there's a bladder inside here. So much with floaties, little kids pull floaties off and they have drowning incidents. With these, when the belt's on it, they can't get it off. So when they jump in the water, they just float to the top. But Mum has the ability to actually blow air in, and I'll just show you this.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if you can see that.
That's
got air in it. Yep. And so basically when Mum's got the air blown in there, okay, she can actually have the peace of mind that she can sit on the side of the pool and watch her children swimming without having the fear of them, you know, having an incident. So they just bob up and down like a cork. They can't do that or that, which is how they need water to get into their lungs. They can only bob up and down like a cork. When they finish, Mum just squeezes it, pushes the little nozzle on the end there and squeezes it out, the air out. Now that's great for little kids, but also awesome for people that go surfing and for boating and stuff like that as well. So normally we wear like a life jacket when we go, you know, out on the boat or kayaking and stuff like that. Life jackets are big and bulky. These things are streamlined, so it's just like a shirt like this. Now you're not going to have it blown up because you don't want to look like a drug smuggler, but but when you're out there on your board or whatever, and if you actually get tired when you're surfing, you can blow air in yourself manually. Or if you get caught in a rip or an emergency, you can actually pull a cord here. which releases CO2, which is a little chamber here with a little cylinder here with CO2 in it.
Oh.
And that CO2 fills that same cavity and keeps the head above the water and saves a life as well. So they're comfy, bright coloured, and they're absolutely awesome. For anything you can do on water, these should be something you should consider. Yes.
That is phenomenal. That is incredible. Tammy, I think it's just gold. And what you're doing, taking your experience and your story and being able to help and empower others is just awesome. Unfortunately, we actually don't have a lot of time left, which I'm really annoyed about. But I would... I just want to ask you one more thing. I'm certainly going to be buying one of those for my little nephew because it's amazing. It just gives any guardian or parent or carer peace of mind. Do they come in adult sizes?
Yes, absolutely. Yep, they range in newborns all the way up to whatever age. Yep.
I've been out in the surf before, and you do. When you're surfing, you just get tired, and you get tired arms. I mean, probably not for a professional, but if you're not doing it all the time, it's certainly something that is well worth the consideration because it just might buy you that 5 minutes of time just to get your strength and your breath back ready to keep going.
But, yeah, absolutely.
What I was sort of touching on before... With the series that's coming up, the Empower You TV series, we're going to be interviewing lots of different people and experts from around the world in the areas of health and wellness and the areas of wealth creation and personal empowerment, you know, to allow people to have a different life as to the one that they know right now. But a lot of the times, like I mentioned, you can have a strategy, but if you don't believe in yourself, that you can bridge that gap between where you are now and where you want to be, oftentimes you'll dismiss something that's staring you right in the face that could help your own life at that present time. So what's something that you can share from your experience, if you could share one thing to be able to empower others and give them the belief in themselves, what would that be coming from your background?
Yeah, absolutely. You actually need to allow space into your life. You need to have the time to be able to meditate and just so that you can really, really resonate with inside, with your heart, where you're supposed to be. Once you do that, you know, you tend to meet the people that you're supposed to meet because you sort of put it out there and like attracts like and positive attracts positive. So that's what I've kind of done is just put it out there and it all just appears. And just believe, like have the belief, have your, you know, your goals written down of where you want to go and just keep on going.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm sure... Everything that you've said today is going to help a lot of people, and it's really, really nice that you're able to share. So thanks so much for joining us on the Hangout, and hopefully we can speak to you in another few weeks and see where everything's at with the Rashies and with your training, because you run training as well too. If people want to find you, I have just written down a couple of links.
Yeah.
One of them is h2hlifestyle.com, so I'm just going to hold that one up.
Yep. And that's where you can get the rash. That's where you can get the inflatable rashies, and also watch Iron Man Zane Holmes wearing our rashies in all different environments as well.
Awesome.
Yes.
And the other one, which is your training, which is the first aid training that you provide, is firstaidyoucan2.com. So I'll just hold that up for everyone to see.
Yep. And that one.
Anyone wants to go to the links.
Yeah, and that's for training. We do a lot of corporate groups, a lot of university students, and also parents as well.
That's fantastic. Yeah. All right, well, all the best, Tammy. Thanks so much for taking some time, and thank you to anybody watching to take the time to come here today because I'm sure that there's plenty of other places that you could be. So you're taking the first step in the right direction to empowering your life. So hopefully we'll get to speak to you soon, Tammy.
Yeah, thank you so much, Em. Really
lovely
chatting to you. Okay, bye.
Chat to you soon. Thanks. Bye.